Yeah, I want to say it was like 7 a.m. or something when this was closed. So this whole drive might be completely fucked.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah. I'm up for...
for a total fuck drive.
Yes, a total fuck drive.
Goddamn lightning last night.
Yeah, thunder and lightning. It was pretty awesome. It was,
like,
it was
loud.
It was good, loud thunder. Like some good bright flashes.
Power went out of my mom's house for a bit.
Well, she was out in the middle of nowhere, right?
I mean, not that far out in the middle of nowhere, but far enough.
Yeah.
Like, you can get to downtown Petaluma for like 8-10 minutes from her house, so.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yes, the fine folks at Don Miguel have really outdone themselves this time. That's crispy with a K, so...
that's usually a sign of quality.
Yeah. It works for Mortal Kombat. Yep, it says right here in the ingredients on the back, chili peppers. Red ones. Zero trans fats. So I should have probably got like 4 more.
Yeah.
They had another one that was not a breakfast quesadilla next to it. And I was looking at that one, thinking like, well, maybe just, you know, jump ahead. Actually, for a second there, I was thinking about getting a hot dog, honestly. If hot dogs had looked a little bit better, this would have been a hot dog kind of morning.
You know, I wouldn't have blamed you if you went with it.
No. That's who could?
Well, I think lots of people could, but I wouldn't.
That's because you're a forward thinker. A free thinker. You think forwardly and free and freely.
That
man is in the road. Oh yeah, that is water.
That is a man who is waist deep.
Okay.
Some butt ass looking water.
All right, let's trust that this rented Ford Focus is going to be safe in the rain.
I have several reasons to believe it is not, but...
all right! Yeah, I'm guessing like having all these roads be under construction and all this other shit probably doesn't help when the rain hits.
Are they still like widening shit this far down?
Yeah, they want it to be
three
lanes all the way. It's been only a few months ago that they made it the three lanes open further up.
Yeah.
North. And then it's not too far past Petaluma that it goes back to three. So this is just sort of the last little stretch. They've been totally have to redo like that Petaluma River Bridge. Like,
right.
And they just switched the road on that like a couple weeks ago. Sounds like, wait, higher? It's fucking weird. see they're doing a gray PlayStation 4?
A what?
They're doing a PlayStation 1-style PlayStation 4.
No shit.
For the 20th anniversary of a PlayStation.
Probably no top-loading disk drive, though.
No, no. Okay. It's just gray. And I like the colored PlayStation logo, and the controller is all gray. The camera is all gray.
That's cool.
But they're only making like 12,000 of them. And they're going to start taking pre-orders on Saturday. And I don't know.
I mean, I know you, Jeff. I know your proclivities. I know the things that you get up to. And one of the things that you do tend to get up to is buying consoles you don't need.
So here's the thing. I am going to turn that extra bedroom into an office type thing. But I don't necessarily want to cannibalize the console setup in the bedroom either. So I have a limited need, but an actual need, for a second PlayStation 4.
It is a need. It does qualify just above that branch, like just that watermark of need.
Uh-huh.
So, okay.
So I don't know what I'm going to do about that. I imagine since they are not making a lot of them, that they will just go immediately, and that will solve the problem for me.
That might.
And then I won't have to worry about this.
That seems like something that might take place.
I was thinking about getting a white one already.
I'm frankly surprised you haven't already.
I've been better. About that stuff.
It's good.
But yeah, I don't know. The gray, like, it's cool and limited, but something, it also looks kind of old. Like, they did a good job, especially with the controller, of making it look like that shit. So, in a way, I look at it and go, ugh.
Right. You know, PlayStation, while iconic in its own way, not a great-looking console.
Yeah, it's a little great fun machine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It means I'm going to have to get a TV and some other stuff too. Like, probably move the computer out of the bedroom and into that room.
Right.
And some stuff like that. But
yes, having your computer in a room other than the one you sleep in.
There's something to be said for rolling out of bed and getting to the computer and going, what the fuck is going on?
There's also something to be said for not doing that.
What?
Yeah.
Why? What? This is
just, it's not necessary.
apparently there's a PS4 theme, or a PS1 theme for PS4 that has the startup sound in it.
Oh no shit.
Sounds pretty fucking awesome.
I have not really messed around with PS4 themes at all.
Yeah, we downloaded a few of them when that firmware first hit. It was like, alright, if you want the PS4 that makes fucking Call of Duty noises.
I don't.
Or Destiny noises.
I don't.
But it's, yeah. It's like the Destiny, like, menu noises, which are somewhat pleasant. It's not,
yeah.
It's not like you're hitting X and it's like a fucking gunshot.
Right, you're not hitting X and then fucking...
It's
Peter
like,
Dinklage is talking to you for
Peter
like
Dinklage
doesn't
come on and go, sorry, there was not more content for you, Guardian. Please buy the DLC. Hassoon here says, gunshots are for Metal Gear Solid, which, yes. When I hit a button to select a menu thing, and yes. Japanese Master System boot screen is the most underrated boot. I'm trying to remember what the... The Mark III boot was.
Yeah, I've never messed around with any Master System at all in the Japanese one, so...
Flooding ahead, reduce speed. Look out.
Okay.
On Twitter, Greg says, spoiler, cause of traffic, just a big puddle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that always the way? Mm-hmm. None of these cars appear moving. You go around this whole side area here where there are no cars.
I think they generally frown upon that. Sam's dad apparently used to do that all the time when he lived in the U.S.
Yeah.
Like, he would just fucking do it.
Just say fuck it and drive on the shoulder?
Yeah.
Some real...
Never got a ticket, I guess.
Huh.
Somehow managed to pull it off. I mean, that is a man that does not give a fuck, so.
Yeah, well, yeah. Chakras are in alignment.
I was recently reminded of that Deepak Chopra game.
Oh, yeah.
That THQ put out.
Is it THQ or Ubisoft?
No, that was THQ. That was one of the last things they did.
And people wonder why they went out of business.
Yeah, I know. Not a great decision-making all around.
Did you play that? Did you play that?
I went to a demo of it. I didn't.
What was it called? Leela?
Yes, Leela.
Leela Dallas Multipass, starring Deepak Chopra.
Yes. Yeah, I went to a demo of that at some THQ event, and they had it. So it was like an open, you know, venue where they normally just have like a bunch of kiosks set up and whatever.
Yeah.
But they had this one like behind a curtain. You walk in there, and there's this very pleasant hippie lady in a room full of like just tons of, you know, kind of like hippie-ish doodads everywhere.
Uh-huh.
It's like you were getting a fucking massage or something.
Yeah. Was there like a beaded curtain at any point that you had to
walk
through?
I want to say yes.
Okay.
And I think she was actually someone that worked on the game, but like she was mostly just talking nonsense the whole time, really shit that I didn't know real understanding of. And so she basically said, well, you know, and eventually she had to boil it down to, well, these are basically mini games. And I was like, finally, okay, now I know what you're talking
about.
All right,
got it. Thank you for breaking it down.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. I'm gonna turn up the audio on this. Maybe people will hear it. I don't know. It's a video on the YouTube PlayStation channel, on the PlayStation YouTube channel, called PlayStation Experiences Rad, and it appears to be a picture of Dave Lang.
Oh, no.
Greetings, humans. My name is Dave Lang of Iron Galaxy, and I want to see you at the PlayStation Experience in Las Vegas, Nevada on December 6th and 7th. It's going to be an awesome game show. There'll be a billion games to try. We're going to have panels. Who knows? You might even have a run-in with your favorite C-level executive from Sony. Maybe you'll play blackjack next to one Adam Boyce. Who can say? Who can say? This guy, he can say. That's going to happen. You should go. We've also got Gunsport by Necrosoft Games. That's Brandon Sheffield and his team. It's basically volleyball with guns, except instead of like bumping and setting a ball, you're shooting a future globe across with a gun. Rad. We've also got Capsule Force by Clouded Games, where you and a teammate try to blast past your enemies, get in their base, and steal their stuff.
Oh, right. Capsule
Force. And last but not least, of course, it wouldn't be Iron Galaxy in a show without Dive Kick. We're going to have the game there on PS4. We're going to have Dive Kick shirts for sale, plushes for sale, Mr. Ed in all his glory. So bottom line, it's where you want to be on the 6th and 7th. I'll see you there, giving out free hugs.
Gunsport looks really cool.
I kind of forgotten about that one. I'm going to be taking no trips down to Vegas right now. Got to deliberate.
Yeah. Get a load of Waze and see what Waze has to say about traffic.
I'm unfamiliar with Waze. Tell me the Waze of Waze.
It's like crowdsourced traffic bullshit.
Ah.
Seems to feel we should just turn the fuck around and take 37. Or wait, no, what is it even saying we should be doing? Yeah.
Where does it want us to... Does it want to take the fucking 580 or something? That's not happening.
No, definitely not. Yeah, that's exactly what it wants us to do. roll through beautiful El Sobrani.
Those cars are flat. Those are crushed cars.
Yeah. Bigfoot's been here.
Or possibly Gravedigger.
Maybe Gravedigger.
Most likely not the Goldberg truck, though.
No, probably not the Goldberg truck. Nope, those are the distinct crush marks of Barefoot.
Oh, man.
Hmm. Okay. Just following the line on Waze here. Let's see if it ever just says, like, everything's cool. And the answer is no.
Okay. Well. Fuck it. Let's go home. Work is canceled. No game of the year. Yeah. Traffic. Traffic canceled game of the year.
It appears to be about this speed from here to the Golden Gate Bridge.
Great.
So, lay back.
Enjoy the ride.
Relax.
In half a mile, exit to Ignacio Boulevard, Entrada Drive.
Close Waze.
Yeah, I don't think
we're not going to do what it says anyway.
I don't think Waze can help us right now.
What's traffic like around Queens? You drive that much? You probably don't drive very much.
I don't drive a lot. Usually when I do drive, it's to go out of the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The highway system in New York City is horrendous. But I think that's because not a lot of people there actually drive, so when they do have to, they're all terrible at it.
Oh, yeah.
Queens is not so bad. I would never really want to drive in Manhattan unless I absolutely had to, but driving around Queens isn't so bad.
Gaspar says, driving in Western Queens me equals always take Northern Boulevard between LIC and City Field. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's not terrible advice. I do take Queens Boulevard through a number of stuff as well, a number of places, but...
What about the BQE?
BQE tends to be jammed up. Not all the time, but often. Unless you're trying to actually leave the city or go into, like, Brooklyn or something.
don't really need to, usually.
The problem with the highways is that they're fairly narrow for how many cars generally tend to be on them, and nobody drives that fast.
Yeah.
Like, most of the time I'm driving like 55 or 60, and I feel like I'm outpacing most people on that fucking road.
Hmm. Yeah, that's one thing, I guess. I don't know. I don't really mind the rain.
Yeah. It's all these cars.
Yeah.
It's more the issue.
Not how I imagined spending the 20th anniversary of the PlayStation, you know, stuck in a car like this.
I mean, did you have other plans? Were you going to have, like, a little party?
No. I just didn't think it would go down like this, you know?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jeff. Should be worth sending a group me around or something, just let people know that we're gonna be a while.
Yeah, I will. Bob Barker says, I don't agree. I always liked N64 graphics more than PlayStation. That's, well, you're wrong.
I mean, I sort of agree with him, but admittedly, I was much more of just kind of a Nintendo loyalist back then. So I didn't have, like, I didn't get a PlayStation until way late in the PlayStation cycle.
Yeah.
So I've only played, like, you know, I've gone back and played some of those games, but, like, at the time, I only played, like, a handful of PlayStation games during that era.
Hmm.
You know, I played, like, Gran Turismo, Resident Evil, and all that shit, but I don't know. I liked the aesthetics of the a lot of the N64 lineup more, but that those games were also obviously deficient in other ways, audio generally.
Yeah, there was that, but it was just a fucking blurry mess. Like, so many of the textures, just everything was just a fuzzy. It was like your eyes were bad.
Yeah, I just I don't feel like that was that much worse of a trade-off than the sort of grainy quality that a lot of PlayStation games had. I mean, you know, those systems weren't that powerful, you know?
Yeah.
So there were limitations.
Sure.
But. Yeah, there was that N64 controller you had to contend with.
That delightful thing.
Put a fire to the house that Jack built. A rose on the grave of the people that crack black. My name on my buckle when I'm wearing my black belt. I give you half the world, now tell me how that felt. Cause anywhere you go, I'll be right behind you. And if you don't know, then I gotta remind you. Hold on to your parachute and jump when it's time to. Cause I was designed to have the people to rhyme to. No shit! Yeah. No. I do it all for you.
This person got Superman 64 with their N64.
Oh, that's tragic.
That's a good way to go. Started at the bottom, now you hear.
Oh man, that fucking game.
Still might be... I feel like that's in contendership for the worst game ever made. It's got to be...
Definitely worst console game.
It's in the conversation. Yeah, yeah, worst console game, sure.
Absolutely. Wait, you're discounting the, you know, the great PC shovelware boom of the early 2000s and late 90s, then...
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Fucking Titus Interactive, man.
Yeah. Fine folks at Titus.
French ass motherfuckers making bad games. Like a London broil, pull the cannon, let the slugs destroy you. Always fighting with my baby mama, love you, Toya. Pearl White. They did RoboCop 2, also, didn't they?
They did, yeah. That was, they published that. Amazing. But somehow, you know, Beverly Hills Cop for PS2 didn't make its way over to the U.S. You
saw
RoboCop did. Yeah.
Saw that sitting on your desk yesterday.
That's a real winner of a game.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hot game. It's a hot first-person shooter. You love Axel Foley, his wacky hijinks.
Yes.
Now experiencing them as a first-person shooter. That's...
But the gun battles were definitely my favorite part of
those absolutely,
films.
Yes. That's, of course. Who can forget the time when Axel Foley shot all those people?
I mean, to be fair, that did kind of happen at the end of 2, but...
Yeah,
still.
Oh, totally. 2 is... If that game was just the end of Beverly... If they just called that game the end of Beverly Hills Cop 2...
It's just like 10 minutes of fucking Brigitte Nielsen saying, "Goodbye, Mr. Foley."
Yeah. It just starts with fucking Judge Reinhold getting shotguns and a fucking trench coat out of the back of his car.
God, yes.
And that's just like the opening scene, and then whatever happens after that happens.
Yep. Wait, is he really a white guy in that game?
Yeah, the skin tone is off in a weird way.
It makes you think maybe not correct.
It's one of those things where it's like the lighting in the game is just bad or something. You can't really... It's...
some of the other worst console games of all time are. I mean, E.T. is the obvious pick, but I'm just trying to think beyond that.
E.T. is not that bad.
It's a pretty horrendous
it
game.
It sucks, but, like, it's not... Like, it has rules. You can play it. It's,
no, I know.
It's
lots
not
of
broken.
Lots of bad games have rules, and you can play them. They're just horrible.
I mean, if you want to talk about bad console games, you know, like Custer's Revenge is barely a fucking
sure.
game. You know, like subject matter aside.
Yeah. Yeah. What's this other stuff? Like? There's that. Was that Charlie's Angels game? That was fucking atrocious.
Mm. What about that Starsky and Hutch game?
I remember that not being so bad. Ryan reviewed that, I think. He seemed to be okay with it. There's that Drake of the 99 Dragons game for Xbox.
Yeah, there's that.
That was a real shit show. What's that horrible fucking motorcycle or dirt bike or whatever the fuck game it was.
Gravity Games Street Vert Dirt.
That's the one.
That's a BMX game. It's like okay. Tony Hawk style.
What was the worst NES game that you can think of?
That's probably that Cheetahmen thing.
Mm.
But, I mean, you know, there's... Melon's Secret Castle sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Amagon is a pretty shitty game. There's like that X-Men game.
I was just yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The first Simpsons game is pretty questionable.
Not the one where you're like Bart running around.
I think it was Bart, yeah. Well,
versus the Space Mutants.
Versus the Space Mutants. That might be the first Simpsons game.
I don't remember super hating that game. It's not good. It's definitely
yeah,
not good.
It's maybe not. Back to the Future, yeah, that's a real fucking terrible game.
I don't think I ever played that one. I mean, a lot of those licensed games were pretty crappy. There were a few that were better, but...
Oh yeah, Battletoads, that's a terrible fucking game.
I don't know if it was actually a bad game, but I do remember being super irritated by it when I was a kid, that Who Framed Roger Rabbit game.
Hmm. Yeah, I can't remember if I played much. Yeah, I did play that at some point. Talking shit about Krusty's Funhouse. I remember liking that game. It was 16-bit. Well, maybe they did an NES version also, but I want to say it was, like, I remember playing it on the Genesis.
Yeah, that might have been, like, transitional period.
Cross-gen joint.
Yeah. I don't remember.
It was like a puzzle platformer, like, you kind of... So you could, like, pick up blocks and stuff. Awesome Possum kicks Dr. Machino's butt. Is a terrible game. That game's not that bad. No, that game's pretty bad. Rollo to the Rescue. That game's pretty alright. I like Rampage.
Rampage is a really good idea for a game that is incredibly boring after 10 minutes.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's good for one quarter. One quarter's worth of Rampage is about...
That is not a game that you should just be playing the whole way through on the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah. Total Recall, huh? I don't remember Total Recall.
I don't either. Fester's Quest, that's a fucking game.
Yeah, terrible fucking game.
No, come on.
Fester's Quest is not good.
Maybe I just have nostalgia for it, but I remember liking that game. I can't remember the last time I actually played it, but I do remember liking it.
Had this hankering to play Home Alone for the SNES lately. That can't be a good feeling.
Yeah.
That can't go on to mean good things.
No. I don't think I ever played the Home Alone games, any of them.
It sucks shit. It's a bad fucking game. But you just shoot people forever and stun them. Stupid.
Like, you're not even, like, setting traps or anything?
No, not really. This traffic is still shit.
Yeah.
what was that Genesis game where you were like a knightly skeleton and could throw your skull at enemies? It was a 2D platformer. That's Decap Attack, isn't it?
That is not a game I am at all familiar with. It sounds great, though.
Yeah, you just gotta throw your head at dudes.
I would totally do that if I could.
Yeah. I like Kid Chameleon.
I have played Kid Chameleon. I don't remember a whole lot about it, though.
It's like just a weird look to it, and then you got helmets that made you do different stuff.
Right. Right. Okay.
Quesadilla was maybe a poor choice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Doing bad things to you?
Yeah, I just want to take a nap.
Ah, yes, the dreaded quesadilla nap.
Yeah.
Many a man has never woken up from it. You gotta stay awake. It's like a concussion, man. You go to sleep.
Yeah.
You're slipping into a fucking quesadilla coma here if I'm not careful. Probably a shot of Marin County.
Ooh. All right.
That's a lot of water.
Yeah.
Probably not very far from where we are right now. But that's not on the freeway, at least.
Yeah, so there's that.
But Puerto Madera has that spot where it always fucking sucks.
That, like, bottom out kind of space.
Yeah. and I wouldn't be surprised if that's like
fucking everything up.
Talking about Psycho Fox.
Is that a Metal Gear character? I don't.
Yeah.
It sounds like it would be.
No, I think it was originally a Master System game. About platformer.
Nah.
Fox.
Was he? Did he have some?
He was fucking crazy.
He had some mental issues.
Oh yeah.
You know, the mental health system in the Animal Kingdom is not real strong, so it's unfortunate. It's kind of tragic, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I never had a Master System, nor did I know anyone who had a Master System growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis friends, but no Master System.
This Psycho Fox came out super late, so it was like, it wasn't quite overlapping with the Genesis, but it was real close.
Right. Is that a good system?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
I hear people talk about it sometimes with like slightly loving terms, but I never.
There are some fantastic fucking games that were only on the Master System.
Okay.
But by and large, like it wasn't necessarily an amazing
game.
Or amazing platform.
Gotcha.
But like the first Phantasy Star appeared there.
Sure.
And what else? They had two player Double Dragon.
Mm.
As opposed to that fucked up NES version.
Which is the version that I played, and so I have affection for it, but in retrospect, yes, that was probably the worst version of Double Dragon you could play.
Yeah. The 2600 version of Double Dragon is somehow more authentic. That's not true, actually. But
I don't think I ever played that version. Is it bad?
It's insane that it exists, considering what year Double Dragon came out originally, and the thought that they ported it. It's insane.
I had a number of friends that had 2600s. You know, there was a lot of those.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, there are a billion of those. Oh, what else? I liked pro wrestling on the Master System.
How dramatically different is it than pro wrestling?
It's not the same.
I know it's not the same game, but I mean, like,
it's a tag team game.
Okay.
I like it. It's kind of chibi sized wrestlers. Zillion is like a really good Metroid style game.
I remember Zillion.
Based on the anime, which was just an ad for the light gun that came with the Master System. I'm just reading about Psycho Fox over here. If Psycho is hit while carrying Birdfly goes away and the player does not lose a life. Apparently, Decap Attack was originally released as a spiritual successor to Psycho Fox that in Japan was called Magical Hat Flying Turbo Adventure.
Oh my god.
fucked up thing about Zillion is that I got my copy without the manual, and there are things about Zillion, complicated things about how you use the terminals in the game that don't make a whole lot of sense without the manual there to tell you what to do. Like, the game is insanely easy, and those concepts are trivial to understand if you have the manual. But without it, it's like, it's not exactly like this, but it is sort of like getting Raiders of the Lost Ark for the 2600 without a manual, and not understanding that you need two joysticks to play it. It's that feeling of just like, there's a whole thing here that I don't know. And then Zillion 2 came out, and it was just like a shitty fucking side-scrolling shooter. Super depressing. They didn't do anything cool with Zillion. That's what I want. Fuck Shenmue, all this other fucking Sega bullshit that people keep asking for. A new Zillion game.
There you go.
Say aerobatics. Say, is that like acrobatics, but in a plane?
Yeah, I think this guy is some kind of like stunt pilot.
Hey, fly boy. Not piloting this Lexus SUV very fancily, sucker.
Yeah, you think it'd be like bobbing and weaving out of here.
Exactly.
Doing some loop-de-loops on the freeway.
Doing some Immelman turns, but in a car.
Like, that thing ain't even fucking churning out colored smoke or nothing.
Nope. Fuck that guy.
If your exhaust doesn't fucking come out red, white, and blue, what
that's
the
right.
fuck are
I
you
want,
doing?
He, why isn't he rolling coal for America? Yeah, I mean, on most normal days, we're getting to the point where it's gonna, it would like lighten up just a little bit past this exit, or up the hill a little bit. Apparently, Bart is totally fucked too. So.
Tends to get fucked when you breathe on it wrong, so.
Yeah. So I guess fucking Nordic Games put Red Faction Guerrilla back on the Steam.
Okay.
And took out of the Games for Windows Live stuff, updated it to DX11. added some maps, like did some like significant fucking changes. Huh.
Interesting.
Like, that was a cool game. I remember the PC version of that being completely fucked.
So, in theory, they may have unfucked it.
Yeah, they unfucked it, and it's $3.
I can think of a lot of worse ways to spend $3.
Yeah.
That quesadilla you bought, for instance.
I don't think that was $3, but yeah.
I mean, between that and the Rockstar.
Sure, yeah, between that and the Rockstar, it was like $4-something. I might download this and play some more Red Faction Guerrilla. I remember that being a good time. Huh. There's a, what? This is a GDC panel that I would be interested in seeing.
What'd that be?
Assassin's Creed Unity Postmortem. Oh, it's specific, though. Developing a systemic crowd events on Assassin's Creed Unity.
That's not going to be that exciting.
Yeah.
Unless you're into developing specific crowd events.
Yeah. That's not.
That is not the Assassin's Creed Unity panel you're looking for.
Nope. Email about I Am Bread being out. The subject line is, y'all ready for this?
I am now.
Says Red Bread Redemption.
Come on.
Stop.
Come on.
Help.
Enough already. Oh God. It's happening to me.
No.
God damn it.
Crash this car.
I'm Bread already. Just fucking kill me. Just fucking kill me. Kill me now.
Into the back of that budget truck. I guess Bethesda got out there and said that they're not going to have anything to announce at the awards.
That's just what they would say. They want you.
Pete Hines. I am wise to his game now.
Nah, it doesn't really surprise me. I feel like there's a lot of very wishful thinking when it comes to that whole thing. Every single time there's an opportunity for an announcement to be made.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I bet they're making a Fallout 4. I bet they'll announce it eventually.
Nah.
Nah? It'll just come out?
Yeah. They will never officially announce it. It will just go on sale. Ongaro and sons. I am Ongaro.
These are my sons.
These are my sons. Do you have plumbing, heating, or cooling needs? Call upon Ongaro
and sons.
I will drive this truck to your home. Or my sons will. I do not have a license. Ongaro does not have a driver's license.
Ongaro is very handy with a plumber snake, however.
Ongaro will snake your toilet! Mortal! Traffic's not getting any better.
Not yet.
This is where it would at least theoretically start to improve.
One would hope. Flooding at Marin City. Right, three right lanes blocked. That's why we're fucked.
Oh, we're fucked. Yeah. Three right lanes, that's 75% of the lanes.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember correctly.
Yes. No, I think your math checks out there.
Well, maybe we should have gone through Vallejo.
Well, we're already here now, so that rain is sideways.
Yeah, that rain's not.
That rain is not coming
hitting
down.
The side window. It's
as much as it is going to the left.
Apparently the site's down, too.
Oh.
Even in the future, nothing works.
Someone tell Dave.
Someone did.
Okay. Sorry, our website doesn't really work when it rains.
Yeah, it's kept under a leaky sink, and, you know, there's a hole in the wall there, too, so, you know, when the rain comes, it's even worse.
We keep meaning to move it, but, eh. Sights up.
Okay.
everyone does better when everyone does better, says this shoddily made bumper sticker.
Sure.
What the fuck does that even mean?
That society as a whole benefits when...
Society as a whole benefits?
Yes. When everyone is...
Sure.
Doing a raising motion.
Yeah, no, you're raising the roof.
Yeah. Sort of like a reverse. Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, hey!
More of a lift than a raise.
Uh-huh.
Lifting the roof doesn't have quite the same ring to it. Oh god, look at the size of that Hummer. Look at the size of that fucking Hummer.
Check out my Humvee! It doubles as a humidor.
It's got a wine cellar down in the basement.
Yeah. Check out this wood, like, very ornately carved bust of Jim Belushi I've got here in the back seat.
Not even John Belushi, it's Jim Belushi.
Yeah, the Belushi. Behind a Kia, a fine automobile.
An Optima.
An
Optima.
It's an EX GDI. It's not Nod.
I'm just gonna assume that means it's the best. The best of all Optimas. It's actually no. No about Kias.
I don't know. guess I could just sit here and play desert golf.
Eh? Pretty good, right?
It is pretty good. I wish there was slightly more to it.
I don't. I love how simple it is.
I more mean from like a, like... Like, how do you compare your performance to other players?
There's a leaderboard.
Is there?
Yeah.
All I see is golf.
There is a leaderboard.
Is it just like a Game Center leaderboard in there somewhere?
I think so, yeah.
And is it just like the hole achieved?
I think it's number of strokes against number of holes you have played.
That would, that seems like the only meaningful metric.
Yeah.
Guy says I made it to hole like 1700 on that game, and when I installed 5.0 on my phone, it wiped my save. It's a true heartbreak right there.
Yeah, that's actually fairly tragic.
I just finished hole 30.
Your journey has just begun.
Come on. It should have been a hole in one.
Getting a hole in one in that game is incredibly satisfying.
I got two in a row the other day.
Yeah. You'll go on streaks like that sometimes. Yesterday,
this morning, actually, I guess.
Yeah.
So this came out this year, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
What's the deal with Crossy Road? Why does everyone keep talking about that? What is that?
It's really great.
Okay.
Crossy Road's fucking awesome. It's like Frogger done as an endless runner kind of thing.
Mmm. So you're forever crossing a road?
Yeah. Or forever crossing water, or, you know, just like it's just endless Frogger. Like voxely and slightly askew.
Okay.
And multiple characters and stuff. Easy hole in one. Come on, get there. There it is. I feel like it should have like slightly more fanfare for some of that stuff too. I would appreciate that. Mm.
8 shots on that hole. I'm not proud of it.
Oh, I've had ones that were like 16, 20. Mm. You know, like there's some that just
max you. They just get you.
Yeah.
All right, hole 40. Here we go. Come on, motherfucker! Oh, fuck this. I should probably stop playing this.
No. No, you shouldn't. Keep playing, Jeff. Keep golfing. Don't stop golfing.
Well, put it that way. Oh, you son of a bitch! Fuck you! No! Ah, fuck. Now I'm just playing on tilt, just fucking up, just fucking up. Oh, you piece of garbage. This one's gonna be... Get up there, get up! That's gonna do it, that's gonna do it. There we go. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you! Okay, alright. It's a hot hole in one right there.
See? The swings. You just gotta roll with the swings.
Oh! Mm, okay. Alright. Cruising. Oh! Stay! Oh, fuck you. Oh, you suck ass. Get up there! Oh my god. It's the worst thing that's ever happened to me. No! Shit. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's a game of the year, right?
Sure, why not? There we go. Yeah.
I've decided to play this with reckless abandon.
Mm-hmm.
And not really, like, spend too much time on any one shot.
No, I think that's reasonable. Play the way it makes you happy. Or, you know, if not happy.
No! Oh! That was in the hole and then out of the hole. It went in the hole, then out of the hole. That seems unfair.
And physics, you know.
There you go, there you go. All right. Hole 50. Right in the, oh, you. That was a hole in one. Bounced out.
The amount of force that you put behind it matters as much as the angle.
Fuck that Zen hippie bullshit. Crank that fucking ball. Shot. That's on me. It's hole in one right there.
Nice work.
There's still a lot of traffic. We're past the point where there should be traffic, and there's still traffic.
Yeah. You know, we're getting up to, like, Larkspur here. We're not too far from Marin City. I estimate it'll only be another 4 hours before we get to work.
Great. Ball disappeared. Okay, all right. It took a while to go on to the next hole. Thought I'd uncovered Frog Fractions 2 or something.
Now you gotta get up to, like, hole 3000 before that happens.
Okay. Hole 60 down. Get up there. Ugh.
fuck you. It's my 200th shot.
Didn't count.
Bet you.